Senate Bill 230, which is the first matter we'll take up. We have a quorum present, that being Senators Terrio, Cowdery, and Chair Taylor. Senator Davis.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, for hearing this bill. I don't have the information in front of me, so therefore I don't know if you do or not.
Yes, we have it in the packets, and it's quite extensive.
And it's an extensive package there. It's a bill that has been supported by many groups in the school districts and also the Department of Education. We've gotten lots of letters from other states that have adopted this because there is some problems in some of the areas where children are being forced to be put on psychotropic drugs, and sometimes they're not needed to have those drugs. It's nothing that's going to cost anybody any money, but I think just to have the bill on file, and another reason that it need to be there, not just for the school district, but also for the Department of Health and Social Services, because many times workers use that as a tool to get children out of homes when they feel that they need to be placed on some drugs, and they can do that at the present time. With this in place, they will not be able to do that, and it will not stop the psychologists and the social workers and the psychiatrists and the people that are hired by the districts to look at situations and recommend things to parents. It won't take that away, but it will not give our teachers the authority to say that because that's what they're not trained to do.
Understood. Right. Thank you very much, Senator. We do have the packet, and the bill's been here for a while, and we've had an opportunity to review that. And I appreciate what you're doing. I've had experiences in my own district with families where their children were placed on psychotropic drugs. And, in fact, once they removed them from the drugs and removed them from the school setting, those children did very, very well in some homeschool settings and where they were receiving a little more attention. And they were able to do it without psychotropic drugs. And so I applaud you for bringing the legislation. Senator Ellis.
Mr. Chairman, I would move the bill with individual recommendations to the next committee referral, Senate Bill 230.
Is there anyone else in the room who wishes to testify on Senate Bill 230? I want to thank you again, Senator, for bringing this matter before us. Is there objection to the motion? Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I was talking to Senator Halford. Did we move the backslash J version?
Oh, I'm sorry. We needed to adopt?
Oh, yes.
Because you had amendments you wish?
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I'll move the J version of the committee substitute.
Having withdrawn the previous motion, the motion before us is to adopt work draft J. Lauterbach 32602. Is there, as the bill before the committee, is there objection to that motion? There being no objection, that's the bill before the committee. Thank you, Senator Terrio, for bringing that to our attention. Senator Ellis.
I'll renew the motion to move the bill, the committee substitute for Senate Bill 230 with any accompanying fiscal notes onto the next committee of referral with individual recommendations.
The fiscal notes are a zero, so it would not have to go up to the Finance Committee. Is there objection to the motion to move the committee substitute from committee? There being no objection, Senate Bill 230 committee substitute judiciary moves from committee. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you very much.
Next matter that we will take up is House Bill 207, and Representative Kapsner is here to present that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Mary Kapsner. I represent House District 39. good morning. The bill before you is a cleanup bill. What it does is it takes 13 villages that are on the Yukon River and takes them out of the second judicial district and puts them in the fourth. When judicial districts were put together at statehood, they were put together based on commerce patterns, transportation patterns of that time, and since then they have changed. At that time, Nome and Fairbanks were the transportation hubs, and the Yukon villages could easily go to Nome for their judicial needs. Now, however, for people in these 13 villages, for them to get their legal matters taken care of, they would have to go to Bethel, onto Anchorage, and then to Nome, and then back, like if they're from Alakanuk or one of those villages. They're currently being serviced by the 4th Judicial District out of Bethel, but they cannot retain their judges. They cannot vote to retain their judges, the judges that they're served by. And this also has created a problem in the community of Nabesna. This bill would just put them officially in the district that they're being served by, in the venue they're being served by.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who wishes to testify on 207? There being no further witnesses, the bill's in its original form, no CS has been offered, nor amendments. Chair to entertain a motion, Senator Cowdery.
I make a motion to move the committee substitute for House Bill 207 rules out of committee with individual, with the zero company pitch to no individual.
Yeah, that's a House Rules Committee substitute.
Yes.
Is there objection to moving 207 from committee with individual recommendations, Senator Terrio? Oh, okay.
Yes. There's nobody here from the court system. It's supported by the court system.
It is supported by the court. Doug Wolliver has helped in the preparation of this, and he actually helped with the Nabesna problem. And it was the court's language for the Nabesna fix.
Thank you. Glad you asked that. I'd had a chance to talk with Mr. Wolliver earlier and had just slipped my mind that we hadn't put that on the record. I think it is important to have that question on the record and have it resolved.
No objection.
Thank you very much. The objections have been withdrawn. The motion passes, and the bill moves from committee with individual recommendations. Thank you. We'll stand in recess, and to a call of the chair, hopefully we will get back to this. The other matters pending before the end of the day.